Joining us back in studio for a little bit of tech talk on this Tuesday, Tien, is Jansen van Rensburg of bandwidthblog.co.za. My friend, good to have you back. Nice to see you. Yes, and we haven't connected for a while, and you know, tech doesn't stand still. There's always something happening in the tech world. Let's chat about it, because Google and Apple with their events. Let's start off with Google Pixel 8 event. What came out of that, and what's the most exciting news?
I think the most exciting news is it's, you know, Google's flagship phones that they launch every year, the Google Pixel 8 and the Google Pixel 8 Pro. Now, if you look at them side by side with last year's devices, you won't see a massive difference. They've kept the same design language. It pretty much looks the same. However, we always know with Google, it's more about the software than the hardware. Yeah. You know, the best-in-class camera experience for the price. They've actually bumped up the price slightly for the first time in a while, but you get more pro stuff in the in the 8 Pro for that additional $100 on the asking price. And it still looks like, you know, the absolute best experience you can have on Android. It's running, obviously, the stock Android that Google envisions. That's how it should work. They've added a bunch of AI features that are, you know, quite interesting, especially within the camera. So last year they had the Magic Eraser, where, you know, you take a photo and somebody's in the background that you didn't want, and you can just like highlight them. It deletes them automatically from the photo, and it fills in that space with something that looks, you know, how it should look.
Yeah.
Now you can actually move with the new additions. You can move the subject. So let's say, for example, you're standing in front of a nice scene, but you didn't get the angle that you wanted. You can hit the subject, you can move them, and it fills in that space where they were in the photo with AI that looks 100% real. It's fascinating to see.
So that bird flying above my head, I want it a little bit closer down so it looks like I caught that picture. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much,
wow.
Yeah. No, it's very impressive, and you know, it's all going to come with software launches. And hardware-wise, pretty much the same. Upgraded cameras, the new Tensor chip, so slightly faster, but it's never about the hardware with Google, it's always the software.
Yeah. Can I ask a question, just from the ordinary man on the street? We talk about the Pixel phone ranges and those kind of things, right? Where do they fit in if we compare it to your Galaxies and your Folds and all of those kind of flagship devices of Samsung?
Right, so if we look at the S23 Ultra, for example, their top-of-the-line flagship, that will set you back in dollar terms about $1,100, whereas the Pixel 8 Pro is $900.
Wow, okay.
So it's a good 20% less.
Yeah.
And again, very different markets, I think. Samsung, obviously more established brands, they've got their following. Google, kind of tapping into that enthusiast that likes, you know, that likes the software and wants to play around with all the latest things that Google built into their phone. So it's more a showcase of what they can do with software through their own hardware.
I understand. I haven't seen a lot of Pixel phones down here yet.
Unfortunately, Google does not have a local presence, although you can, through some other platforms, you know, get your hands on those devices.
Right. Okay. Well, let's hope it becomes more available, because we know, I mean, the prices of smartphones nowadays, I mean, you might as well finance a car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because this is where it's going. And it's longer contract periods. We're seeing 36 months plus as well.
Exactly.
All right, Tienes, thank you very much. Very cool update. We're going to have to leave it there. And next week, we'll talk about Apple's event and some of their stuff that they
100%.
Unleashed. 100%. Thank you very much, Tienes. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday. Net here up Smile FM.